go to the Midlands now on the News at One and our correspondent Pat McGrath, who's covering the visit of three ministers to the region as hundreds of workers deal with the news that two power stations are to close. So, Pat, what reception do the ministers get and what do they have to say?
Well, the ministers will be in Lanesborough in County Longford later this afternoon to meet with local representatives, to meet with workers and their representatives along with community groups to discuss exactly what's coming down the tracks. But all this stems from a decision earlier in the year by On Board Panola to refuse permission to the ESB to change peat generation to biomass generation at two of its plants in Shannon Bridge, the West Offaly one, and Lochree in Lanesborough. That means that both those power stations will cease operation in the next number of months. And because of that, there's a huge concern locally about the impact this is going to have on the local economy and, of course, more specifically, on the hundreds of Bord na Mona workers and around 80 ESB workers employed in those plants. Now, Minister Richard Bruton travelled to Lough Bura near Tullamore this morning on his way to Lanesborough to have a look at what's been done here. This is an example of a bog which has been redeveloped essentially as a tourist amenity, and he took a walk around here and met some Bord na Mona representatives before departing for, I suppose, the main event of the day in Lanesborough. But he did outline a little of what's in store and what the government is planning in the coming months to cushion the region from the huge impact the power station closures will have.
Well, I think that's why there is a heavy emphasis with 300 jobs coming in, bog rehabilitation programs, which will have very similar skills to the skills of people who are involved. So, you know, that is a big element of it. We do recognise that some people will opt for early exit, and Bord na Mona have reopened an early exit package. But we also are determined to see that there are reskilling opportunities for people. And, you know, as I say, 400 of the jobs that we're anticipating will be in new activities.
That's Minister Richard Bruton there. And Pat, as you say, the main event happening later this afternoon. Is there any more detail on what will be going on over the course of the next few hours?
Well, the minister says that the figure of 300 people on bog rehabilitation will provide employment in that regard. He said that'll be very similar to what the work being carried out by Bord na Mona staff at present will be. So they could transition quite easily in that regard. But unions representing these workers have expressed concern, particularly given the age profile of many of them. They've been employed for several decades in many instances, seasonal workers and full-time workers, and that their potential for retraining and upskilling may be somewhat limited. Now, the minister saying some will take early retirement, but he's also putting a lot of store on a retrofitting programme. We're expecting a little more detail on that later this afternoon. But up to 400 jobs envisaged by the government to initially carry out retrofitting on local authority housing stock in the Midlands and then spread out to other homes in the area. And the minister says this would be a template for the rest of the country in due course, saying the Midlands could be the leader in terms of showing how things can be changed and adapted in light of our responsibilities. Now, their mention of figures and funding, he says a total package in the order of 50 million euro will be provided here. That includes the Just Transition Fund, along with money for bog rehabilitation, the PSO funding, and 20 million euro for retro fitting. Now, there's also hope that the EU, which will send representatives to the area next month, will develop a fund at EU level to further bolster investment. These are things that unions and staff members will be trying to get more detail on, keenly awaiting the extent of the detail from Minister Bruton, along with his cabinet colleagues Pascal Donoghue and Josepha Madigan, who will all be in Lanesborough later today.
Pat, we await further developments on that story as we go through the day. That's Pat McGrath there in the Midlands.